Well, a common situation that many couples find themselves in is that one spouse is older significantly than the other. So what do you do to protect that loved one in your life that you're worried, hey, when I'm gone, what's going to be left for them? So is life insurance the answer, a big policy? Well, we'll work through that today with John Stillman. Welcome in. Glad to have you back on the YouTube channel. If you aren't subscribed, please do so. John is a chartered retirement planning counselor at Rosewood Wealth Management in Durham, North Carolina. You can find him online by going to meetwithjohn.com. John, what's going on?
Not much, man. Always good to see you.
Yeah, great to see you as always. We got another mailbag to throw your way. Question that came in this time from David, I want to ask you, and this is, I guess, a common scenario, right? I mean, most couples, for me and my wife, we're only a year apart, less than that, so we're pretty close. But I guess most people, there's a couple of years there, and we know that guys are probably going to die a little bit earlier in most cases.
Yeah, so statistically, if you're the same age, let's say you're both 70 years old, just in terms of actuarial tables, the wife is likely to outlive the husband by, on average, 3 years, if y'all are the same age. Now, if the husband is a couple years older, well, now that gap is getting wider and wider. And if he's several years older, you know, we could be looking at a decade plus where wife is still living after her husband is gone.
Well, that's the scenario I want to work through. So this question from David, I think it's a good one. It says, I'm not planning on dying anytime soon, but my wife is 9 years younger than I am, and I want to make sure she's taken care of when I'm gone. So should I take out a big life insurance policy on myself?
Well, that is one potential solution. And, you know, there are cases where that might be the best solution. I wouldn't say that's across the board going to be the best solution. So the worst case of this I've ever seen is I met with a couple one time. Husband had already retired, and I think he was 11 or 12 years older than his wife. So he had retired. He had a huge pension. He was getting $9,000 or $10,000 a month from his retirement pension. However, he did not choose a spousal benefit of any kind with that pension. So he's getting, let's call it $9,000 a month. And when he dies, his wife, who's 11 years younger than him, is going to have none of that $9,000 left. So she's going to have a big income gap to fill from day one. Because statistically, if he's 11 years older, that means he's going to die, on average, 14 years before she does. That's a lot of years to make up for $9,000 a month that's not there. And so if he'd taken a spousal benefit, usually on your pension options, you have a choice of, I want to leave my spouse 50% of this. So I'm going to take a little bit less monthly so that my spouse can have half of it for as long as he or she is alive. Or maybe you want them to keep the same amount. And so you're going to take even less on your monthly benefit. So for instance, instead of $9,000, he might be able to take $8,300 a month. And that's going to make sure that she gets half of it whenever he dies. She would still get like 4,000 something. Or maybe he takes even less than that. Maybe he takes 7,800 a month. And the trade-off is she's going to get that full 7,800 whenever he dies. So you have to be really careful if you're making pension choices before you pull that trigger, because that's not something you can go back and change. That's an undoable decision, irreversible decision. So you got to make sure you choose the right thing on that. So some private companies still offer a pension, but state employees, you're going to have these options and you got to think through them. Now, the other thing we have to be aware of is the spouse, the remaining spouse, is going to lose the smaller of the two Social Security benefits. So let's say wife is getting $3,000 a month from Social Security and husband's getting $1,800 a month. Well, if she dies first, he's going to drop his $1,800 a month, but he's going to get her $3,000 continuing. So whoever lives the longest is going to keep that $3,000 benefit and drop the $1,800 benefit. But we know we're going to lose at least that one Social Security benefit. Do we really want to compound that loss of income by also losing half of a pension or all of a pension, as in the case I was just describing? So it's not that spousal benefit on the pension is the only option. But it could very well be that that's going to be the way to go. You know, I think it was David, you said, asked the question. Life insurance could be the solution there, where, all right, I'm going to have this monthly income that goes away. Well, I want to make sure that when I go, she gets however much, $450,000 dropped in her lap, which she can then use to invest somehow in order to fill that income gap. That could be a solution. It could just be that you have a particular account, some bucket of investments that you're not using at all while both of you are alive. And that particular account is only going to be used to help fill the income gap after one of the spouses is gone. I actually have several clients in that boat where, you know, husband is a little bit older, had already made a pension decision before I ever met them. And so, you know, that's locked in. It is what it is. But we're taking some money, we're putting it aside every month and piling it up somewhere else so that whenever he's gone, assuming he goes first, then she'll have money to work with to fill that income gap. So there are a lot of different solutions. Life insurance is one potential option, but it's certainly not the only option.
Yeah, that's a good thing about asking some of the nosies and has been through this this scenario multiple times. You can kind of look through the different options. Be creative if you need to and just at least know what your best path forward will be. Life insurance could be that answer, but you just never know until you ask. So again, if you have questions for John, want to run something by, we'd love to hear you. Drop a comment if you'd like to do that. We'll try to answer questions through the comments that way, but you can also reach out directly at 800-545-2991 or just go to meetwithjohn.com. You can schedule a meeting with John right through the website, meetwithjohn.com. Get on his calendar and ask him directly. Work through your scenario specifically because it's always a little bit better to do it in person. You can always get into a lot more of the details, John, I'm sure. But either way, I think it's a good question and one that we'll probably run into again down the road. I know you will for sure. So I'm glad we answered it today.
Absolutely. It's the kind of thing we solve all the time.
Carolina Wealth Stewards, doing business as Rosewood Wealth Management, is a registered investment advisor in the state of North Carolina. The material presented is intended to be general information and should not be construed by any consumer as the rendering of personalized investment advice.